We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Becca.
Hello, I'm Alexa.
I'm Maggie.
Hiya, I'm Emily.
Hey, I'm Jessica.
And here's Karen.
Hi, everybody. And we have a new friend with us today. And her name is Hallie.
Not Hallie the dog.
Not Hallie the dog. It's Hallie. How old are you, Hallie?
7.
Hallie, our 7-year-old friend. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
You like being with us here at the Purple Dog Studio?
Yeah.
And you think you're going to have fun with us?
Yeah.
I know you are. And you know what? It's so nice to have Hallie as our friend here today. And we all have another great friend. Who is our friend?
Jesus.
Is a gift to me, sent from God above, so I will never be alone, living in His love. Jesus is my teacher, Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like Him. What is my shepherd, and I am His sheep, and I will always follow Him. He will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and He will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my Savior, and Jesus is my King. Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is our friend, and He's our...
our Savior.
Our Shepherd.
Our Lord.
Our Master.
Our Guide.
Our Father.
Our Gift.
He was perfect.
He had no sin.
Holy.
Patient and gentle.
Generous.
Forgiving.
He served others.
Let's look to God's Word to learn how Jesus wants us to serve. In the book of Philippians, Paul was telling people how Jesus served, and he wrote...
your attitude should be that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped,
but made himself nothing, taking the very likeness of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Jesus didn't have to die on the cross. He had no sin in his life.
But he took the sins of the world upon himself, so that all who believe in him and confess their sins to him will be forgiven and be given eternal life.
If the King of Kings served humbly, we should not even question the way we should serve.
And if Jesus has forgiven all of our sins, how can we not forgive others?
And we can really learn so much from these verses. We have a friend, a savior, and a servant to show us the way.
Jesus, his son, prepares a place for his children to come, a heavenly home for eternity. And God has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
Let's look to the book of Matthew and hear how Jesus served his disciples.
Jesus knew that the time was near when he would have to leave his disciples and face the cross.
But he wanted to show them how much he loved them, and he wanted to teach them a lesson in serving others.
Jesus and the disciples were together for an evening meal.
In John chapter 13, we read,
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power,
and that he had come from God, and he was returning to God.
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus replied, "You don't realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
Peter was uncomfortable with Jesus doing such a lowly thing as washing his feet, but Jesus insisted, and he washed all the disciples' feet. And later in that chapter we read,
"When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place."
"Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them.
"You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet."
So what does it mean to wash someone's feet, Alexa?
Well, it's like a lowly job.
Okay.
And back then, usually servants did it.
Okay, and Becca?
Well, back then, people would walk in sandals.
Okay.
And their feet would get dirty, and then they, like, get stinky, too.
Okay.
Like, dirt would get on it. And
so that would not be the place where you wanted to be then, at their feet. Uh-huh, and Jess?
Like Alexa said, you had lowly people do that, and you wouldn't see Jesus, the king, do that.
Okay, good point. Yeah, Carolyn?
People usually don't really like washing feet.
Do you like washing your own feet even?
No.
Ooh, I don't even like washing my own feet, let alone someone else's feet. Yeah, Alexa?
And like Becca said, their feet would get really dirty because they lived in deserts and sand and everything.
Right, right. Well, but Jesus was ready to serve anyone, wasn't he? And he didn't look at that as a lowly job. Well, how can you serve others? Are there ways that you can serve others?
If they need help, you can offer them some help.
Okay.
If your friend, like, has never gone to, like, the circus or something and you've gone, you could give them your tickets.
Doing anonymous good deeds.
Anonymous good deeds. So share with me what anonymous good deeds means.
You don't tell them who did it. You just do it for them.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. And Carolyn?
Pray for them. You should even pray for your enemies.
That's right. God wants us to love and serve everyone, even our enemies. Serve like Jesus served. Jamie, will you pray for us?
Okay. Dear Jesus, you are the best teacher. You show us how to serve you, how to serve others. You show us how to love. Give us the opportunities to serve you so that you can be glorified, so that others will see you, Jesus, in all the work we do, so that others will come to know you and want to serve you too. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you will share the lesson with someone you know.
Surprise someone by serving them.
Do something unexpected.
Something that makes them feel loved.
Tell them you are serving like Jesus served.
And remember, Jesus wants us to
humbly serve others. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.